Award-winning Hospital Radio Norwich is something very special, and as part of Chatrans' 20th anniversary celebrations, we're delighted that in future we will be sending them out our Chatrans recordings so they can be included in their broadcasts. I met Chairman and Chief Engineer Mike Saar in his porter cabin studio at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Well, can we start by letting me know something about the Hospital Radio Norwich and what it's about, how it works today?
Okay, well, it's a service that provides a radio station, mainly music, although we do have other things like football and interviews, but generally mainly music with a request show, and we go and visit the patients. So what we tend to call it is a ward visiting service that happens to broadcast. So we're a bit unusual in that we're not just putting out a radio show. We're going up on the wards, having a chat with patients and seeing what song they would like to hear. Because someone lying in hospital, if you ask them, what's your favourite song, what's your favourite tune, they will tell you and you go back and play it. And it brings back loads of mainly happy memories, but sometimes sad ones. But all of this has been proven to be good for patients. So essentially, we are just a radio station, but we do ward visit, and that's our main aim.
I hadn't realised that. You start with the visits and take it from there.
Well, if patients aren't listening, that's no good, is it? So they need to know you're there. But also, when you're going around the wards, sometimes somebody may not have had a visitor for a day or two. They've been laying in the bed in hospital, can't move or whatever. No one's visited, they've not spoken to anyone. And then you come along and start chatting to them. So that really helps to brighten their day. And then having a record on top of that is really nice. But it's not everybody that wants a request, so we don't force it on them. But we have about a listenership of roughly 10% of the people in the hospital. There's about 1,100 patients in the hospital, if it's full. It's not massive numbers, but it's certainly large for the number of people that potentially can listen.
Yes, I can see that. That sounds really good. And what is it you like best about hospital radio?
Well, when I first joined, I thought, because I'm going to be a DJ. But of course, once you get into hospital radio, you realise it's not about being a DJ, and we call our people presenters to get away from that word. But what I've really found is that when you go onto the wards and you're talking to the patients, you're having a nice conversation, and hopefully it's lifting the patients, but it's also lifting you because you're having such a wonderful conversation. And sometimes you lose track of time and you have to sort of apologise and go away, because you do have to come back and do the programme. But the other thing you get is the selection of music. There are bits of music I've never ever heard that are fantastic, and I think, well, why haven't I heard this before? You know, and you get to learn to like so much more than you do when you start. And we always find this, in fact, some people, their musical taste is very restricted, particularly the younger people. And then eventually you end up with this very eclectic mix of music that you like, from classical to punk to rock to pop to country to folk to just about everything, you know. And people sometimes try to catch us out. And I had one a few weeks ago sort of said, I love this person. And what I wasn't aware of at the time is that person originated from Australia. And it was a local singer in Australia. But we were able to source that particular record. And I did enjoy it. And it was really good. And the patient actually rang us up. And to be honest, in hospital, people aren't well these days, because they want to get them out of hospital, obviously, as quickly as they can. So they're only there as long as they need to be. So for someone to actually ring us afterwards and say thanks very much, is it really means something. So in fact, when we do get these things where people will send us an email, write us a letter or phone in, we do put it on our website, because it is so important to us to get those reactions. I mean, most times when we go back to the wards and someone's been there a long time, they'll say, oh, it's really great, it's made my day. And, you know, it's all those sorts of things that we hear that we really enjoy, really. And that's what makes it all worthwhile and why I've been doing it for so long.
And can you tell me some of the background?
How it started? Yeah. Initially, way back, we're talking about 43, 44 years, they started broadcasting from the chapel of the West Norwich Hospital. And that was started up by a gentleman called Stuart Graham and Reg Williamson. And then along came a gentleman by the name of Peter Poynter, who was well known in Norfolk, who offered us premises at All Saints Green. So with the help of Reg Williamson, who was a telecom engineer, the studios were set up with help from people from Anglia and from BBC Radio, which they didn't have Radio Norfolk there. It was a programme called Roundabout East Anglia. Anyway, they set up the studios there, and it was then I saw an article in the newspaper, and I myself came along and joined, which actually, what they had to do, because it was a chapel which worked every Sunday, they would go in every Saturday, take in all the equipment, broadcast, and then take away all the equipment so that the chapel was clear again. But that was just in the vestry of the chapel. From there, we moved to Exchange Street, which was given to us rent-free by the City Council.
That's good.
So, yeah, we stayed there for quite so many years and then moved to the West Norwich Hospital. We were broadcasting to the West Norwich Hospital and the Norfolk and Norwich, also the Blind Centre, Cromer and several other establishments at that time. And as I say, we moved into Exchange Street and set up a studio there, which was on the top floor. So that gave us plenty of exercise. Then moved to the West Norwich, as I said, into a porter cabin. And from that porter cabin, they were then going to turn the car park, or the place where we were, into a car park. So the porter cabin we were in wouldn't stand the move, plus we would be off the air for a very long time. So we decided to have another porter cabin. And so we set up another studio, which was literally 20 yards away. Anyway, we got that set up. And then eventually our penultimate move was to Norwich, almost opposite the fire station in Aldwych House. And that was given to us by the hospital because they were renting that at the time. Then eventually they had to move out and we were given 2 weeks to set up here. So I took time off work and Bob didn't work at the time. So he came and we just built the studio and got it done in about a week and a half. We were only off the air for about 30 minutes. So that's not bad going. So that is how it all came about. And that's our 43-year history in a very condensed form.
Indeed, yes. I understand you've had some awards for the hospital radio.
Awards, yeah, we've got the Queen's Award for Volunteers, and it's so nice. It's a nice little crystal thing with our name on it, and a nice signed certificate which has been signed by the Queen, and we've got that on display in the hospital as you walk in. We've also had the Attend Award for volunteering. We got invited to two Queen's Garden parties, one at Buckingham Palace and one at Sandringham. The one at Sandringham, the Queen's only ever had two garden parties, of which we went to one, which I thought quite nice.
Very nice.
I won an award for volunteering from Norwich City, from the council. They do an annual awards ceremony. And we got an award from the Exchange. Some years ago, there was a not-for-profit company called The Exchange, and they did work within schools, which promoted getting the children to go into workplaces and that. And what we did is we did, for about 10 years, we did a live broadcast on FM, so you could hear it all around Norwich and Wyndham and Heatherset and all places like that. you could actually hear the live programme. And in fact, one year we got on to digital and we were heard throughout England, throughout the whole of England.
Sounds good.
All the way down to Cornwall.
Great.
And up to Scotland as well.
Yeah, very good.
But yeah, we were doing these live broadcasts. So I went round to the schools training up the children. So I'd give them a 2 to 3 hour lesson in how to present a programme and how to make a programme, how to edit a programme. So we did it all quick, and then they were invited back to the studio for training. And then on this particular week, they would come in and the whole week would be presented by the children. So they'd come in and every hour they would change to a different school. So we'd have a different school every hour with their particular programme.
Yeah, lucky them.
So that was great fun. And at the end of it all, they gave us this award.
That sounds lovely. And this hospital radio, I'm really delighted that Chatterround is going to share some interviews with you. And do you have any ideas how you might use them?
Well, yeah, we're absolutely delighted because we do find it difficult because we haven't got enough members of staff these days. It's more difficult to get volunteers. So we're going to put that as inserts into our programming. So we'll have a particular time of day where, as well as music, we'll have one of your interviews, which, if it's not dated, we will play it more than once. So yeah, with our new programming system that we've got, it'll be very easy to add in. So we're looking forward to that. And if there's anybody interested in joining us or volunteering, they're quite welcome to come along and have a see what we're up to. Or if they can't see, they can certainly hear, and we can describe what we're doing. And you know, there's no prohibition to a blind person coming in and doing a program. They're very welcome to, and we can help them through it.
That's very kind of you. It sounds a great idea.
I look forward to seeing someone.
Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I was speaking to Mike Saar, Chairman and Chief Engineer at Hospital Radio Norwich.